Hi, this is Mike Kim, and you are listening to my audio blog at mikekim.tv. How to find time to blog. Last week, I posed a question to the fine folks on my email list. When it comes to blogging, what's your biggest frustration? The most common response was how to find time to blog. Now, that's something I totally identify with, so here are a few thoughts. Number one, cut down on TV, stop playing video games, and delete Facebook from your phone. It's obvious that cutting down on these things will give you more time to write, but did you know that you can save even more time than just TV time? That's because consuming this kind of content also results in you paying a quote-unquote mental tax. There's a creative lag involved in switching gears. It's not just the time you need to write. It's the time you need to get into the state of being able to write. Number two, give up some sleep. When I started blogging, I was working 80 hours a week between three jobs. Blogging wasn't just hard or challenging, it was awful. I stayed up all night, often sleeping past 3 a.m. Once finished, I would often roll out of bed just to change something. Now, I don't recommend this, I was a bit obsessed. However, I've heard of other bloggers that started by carving out time in a healthier way, like in the mornings before their families were awake. Now, personally, I think this is a little crazier than writing at 3 a.m., but this may well work for you. Number three, schedule time to write and use a timer for 33 minutes and 33 seconds. I rarely write posts in one sitting. Rather, I chip away at them during the week almost daily. This kills two birds with one stone because I actually want to write every day. It makes me a better writer. The point is to schedule it. I schedule my podcast too. Hell or high water, Wednesday morning is my podcast recording time. To write, I Google timer, punch in a time, and go. I used to do 15-minute intervals, but now use 33 minutes and 33 seconds. It's quirky, but it works because I get an actual 30 minutes of work in. The leftover 3 minutes and 33 seconds is usually spent on myriad activities I engage in because I don't actually want to write, like stretching, organizing my desk, reinstalling Facebook on my phone, and such. I know it's difficult to schedule writing time. Life gets in the way. The key is to prioritize blogging and ask others to do the same. My wife knows I consider blogging an extension of work. Obviously, for her to believe that, I've got to treat it that way. Number four, create an editorial calendar. My blogging process used to always start with a question: what the heck am I going to write about this week? Obviously, a lot of creative energy and time was wasted answering this question for every single post. Create a Google Calendar, call it blog, and create an item that repeats weekly on a particular day. That's the day you publish. Mine is Monday. Then write headlines for those posts for the next 4 weeks. You can change the topic later. The point is to have something down. Blogging is easy. Blogging consistently is downright hard. Creating this editorial calendar will give you a bird's eye view of your content. You'll also see what overall direction your content is going and become more strategic on how to shape your posts. Number five, use templates. I never do, though. Many bloggers talk about using templates, but it's a bit unnatural for me. A friend once told me I write like I talk. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not, but I think it's true. Since I don't talk according to a template, writing to one feels odd. If you're looking for blogging templates, go over to my blog at mikekim.tv for this particular blog post, and there you'll see a link for 5 free templates from HubSpot or a link to Michael Hyatt's blogging template. Get going today. The catch-22 about writing is that you'll never get better at it unless you do more of it. The aforementioned sleepless nights began to wane as I spent more time blogging, simply because I got better at it. It's so much easier to consume someone else's content than create your own. So turn off the TV, try some of these. I recommend saving the give up sleep tip as a last resort, and let me know how you fare. If you're interested in launching your own blog, go over to mikekim.tv and sign up for my 34-page free do-it-yourself blog guide. This is an all-in-one blueprint that takes you from zero to launch. It has copywriting templates, resource lists, video tutorials, lead magnet ideas, you name it, from start to finish. Just sign up for my blog. You'll get it free along with weekly marketing tips straight into your inbox. And if you're interested in checking out my full production podcast called Up and to the Right, a weekly marketing podcast, just go over to my blog and click on the podcast link or go into iTunes and search Mike Kim, and you will see an icon for the Up and to the Right podcast. Thanks for tuning in today.